Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Come to Vate Show with Dr. Sharon Johnson. You are in the empowerment environment. Be prepared. And don't worry about a thing. Why? Because everything is going to be all right.
J, and I'm coming to you live from Miramar, this time at the Miramar Track Club. Oh my goodness, what a wonderful day we're having out here, watching the Miramar Track team prepare for the Olympics, I say. But today, I would just want to talk to you about attitude. You know, it's interesting, as you very well know, I just returned from Paraguay, and amazing, it's as if since I returned, my attitude has changed. Now, I mean, I'm known to have a great attitude. I'm the energy bunny. I'm all that when it comes to attitude. But it dawned on me, it reminded me of, you know, sometimes we think we have great attitude, and it's what people think about us. It's what our spouse think about us. It's what our family members think about us, our children think about us. And so it just brings me to the point of talking about your attitude that determines your altitude. You know, my grandmother talk about that all the time. Do you have the right attitude? Because your attitude, it really does drive your altitude. Think about it. Statistics have shown that many people who are successful in the things that they do are people who have the right attitude. And then we say, well, what is the right attitude, right? And we say, great attitude. And you see it, you know, you see those people. You see the people that you admire, the Oprah Winfrey's and the Steve Harvey's, and they have like the best attitude, and they're bringing people together, and they're doing things that make sense, and they're motivated, and they're empowering, and they're inspiring. And you see people like myself come forward, and I'm saying that your attitude determines your altitude. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, again, folks, you're in the empowerment environment and you're with Dr. Sharon Johnson. And I want to talk to you today because I know that this is such a crucial part of what we do. We think we have the right attitude. Let's think for a moment for some people that you know. And I asked my class yesterday, have you ever been somewhere and they ask about attitude, and you're like, I have a great attitude. And on the other hand, you've been somewhere, and you know, you just ask a question, unknown to you, the person, you don't know the person, but you just ask them a question, and the attitude that they give to you change your entire day. I mean, seriously, sometimes you walk away, and you're like, gosh, what a nasty attitude. And let's think of another time when you go somewhere or you're on one of those vacations and you go to those vacation clubs where people are purposely happy and they have that great attitude. You enter into the hotel or the conference, or people just like bursting with great attitude, and they're like, hello and welcome, how are you today? And it makes you feel so good. But let's go back to you now, the individual. Do I have the right attitude? When I walk into a room, something that we could, you know, just ask ourselves, when I walk into a room, do I light up the room? Do I bring darkness in the room? do people see me as, oh my God, here she goes? Or do people see me like, yes, I'm so excited to have you around me? And we feel the same way about people. I asked some people yesterday to look at some of the values. And again, attitude being a value. And when I talk about a value, I talk about values are something that we all need in our lives. As a matter of fact, if you are, when you think about attitude as a value, when your attitude or the value that you're looking at is lined up with your life, oh my goodness, there are so many benefits to it. But when your attitude or your values this time is not aligned with your life, there's so many consequences. And over and over and over we go through consequences, which are not even necessary. Because if you think about it, if you have the right attitude, it's so beneficial. It just adds color into your life. It makes you healthier. It gives you a better look. But in fact, it makes you pretty when you have the right attitude. It just makes you shine bright like a diamond. So what would stop you from having the right attitude? Some people say, I don't see why I should have the right attitude. So let me remind you today that attitudes really add color into your life. It adds color to your life. What do I mean by color? For those of you just listening, it is just a quick moment in the empowerment environment with Dr. Sharon Johnson talking about attitudes. Attitude adds colors to your life. I'm not sure many of us, and I think I would say all of us, love colors. In some way, shape, or form, we love colors. We love those flowers that bloom so beautifully. Have you ever seen a plant? And it's so pretty. You're like, wow, what a beautiful plant. It lights up the room. It gives so much to the room. And so our attitude adds colors to our lives. It really does put a brightness in our lives. It makes us see things differently. It makes us, give us vibrancy. It gives us an opportunity to interact. We feel better being around. I mean, I just believe that we just feel beautiful given the right attitude. You're just simply beautiful. So all I have to say today is that your attitude determines your altitude. Yes, your attitude will bring you up or your attitude will bring you down. Whichever way you're looking at it, it gives you something. And that something's got to be something that you can add value to other people's lives. That's why I want people to know that whatever you do, your attitude, it determines everything. As a matter of fact, if you're in college, you have an exam, and you're telling yourself, I'm going to fail this exam. Oh, my God, I'm going to fail this exam. What happened? Whatever you bring into it, being negative or positive, it changes the whole thing. So if you have the right attitude, if you have a positive attitude, that positive attitude changes everything. I mean, you can walk into an exam telling yourself that you're going to do well and do well. If you walk in an exam telling yourself you're not going to do well, my goodness, that black cloud comes over you and line up all over your head. Brings about confusion. So a bad attitude brings confusion. At the same token, when you have the right attitude, everything seems to fall in place. And so we're taught over and over again, a matter of fact, Napoleon Hill talks about attitude and he talks about success and perseverance and mindset and faith, and all of them is a state of mind. Attitude is a state of mind. Matter of fact, your attitude can be cultivated. So I'm asking you today, can you cultivate a great attitude? Not saying that you do have a bad attitude, but we can always improve in our attitude. I know that. John Maxwell says that when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at begin to change. I've been working with people and over, and I'm developing just this grand expertise of dealing with people with different attitudes. And the bottom line is that when you have a great attitude, you are the difference maker. Your attitude shines and it shows that it just makes everything happen beautifully. So let your attitude drive your altitude today. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson. You are in the Empowerment Environment. My friends, connect with me at www.comtivate.com. Let me know how you're feeling these days with your attitude. Attitude is everything. It is every single thing you can think of, and your attitude is the big difference maker in what you do in your life today. It prepares you for tomorrow. It makes tomorrow easier. So stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated, Jane. Goodbye.